Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is March the 29th, the last Friday in the month of March. Happy March. Happy Friday. Happy 2024. Happy Women's Month. Yes, that is right. It is Women's Month. And so we celebrate women all over the world. And I want to say this, we only get one month, right? But I don't just want to celebrate this month. I want us to celebrate our womanhood all year long, right? Because I truly believe God saw that man should not be alone and knew another different creation was needed for the kingdom, and that was a woman. Amen. And so I want you to keep celebrating your womanhood, right? Keep celebrating you. Keep celebrating the importance that God created you for a purpose. Amen. Amen. As you know, we are continuing going through my book, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. If you have not gotten your workbook yet, please visit our website at www.IamTheLionessQueen.com and purchase your copy so that you can follow along with us on this journey as we are healing our hearts. Now, maybe you also maybe you know someone, a family member or a friend who needs this workbook to help them work through their trauma. So purchase it today. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. I'm truly appreciative to have continued. I'm telling you, this has been a journey of 4 years. I've gone through a lot in these past 4 years, but to God be all of the glory. And so this week's episode, this is week 8. That's right. We're in week 8. And this week, we're talking about reset to condition your mindset. Reset to condition your mindset. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem. To get our episode started, we love supporting other poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. But since we are going through my book, I'm definitely have been using quotes from my book. And so the quote from this week, it says, "To reset your broken heart, you must first realize you need it reset." Let me say it again. It's real short, but it's potent. To reset your broken heart, you must first realize you need it reset. And I'm telling you, you have to know that your heart needs a reset. And the question is, how do you know? Well, when you are in tune with yourself and your thinking, then you can reflect on how you're doing and what things seem to be off in your life. And life is not an easy journey without God. Let me add that, right? Without God. But with God, all things are possible to those who love Him. Amen. And so God doesn't expect you to do things on your own. He didn't create us to be beings where we are independent. He created us as beings who are dependent upon Him, right? And so He doesn't want you to do things on your own. But in the same regard, He wants you to learn from life and those challenging experiences to reset you to go even higher in the Lord. And so this week is all about learning about the importance of resetting your thinking to condition your mindset, right? To apply God's word to believe only. Amen. So day one talks about the importance of conditioning and conditioning your conditioning of your thinking. And so, you know, well, as we know, when bones are broken, right, one has to go to, you know, you have to have surgery. And then after surgery, right, you have to go to physical therapy, right, to rebuild, to reset, right? And you begin exercises to work on conditioning that area, right, back to the way it was before it was broken. Well, in the same regard, there are some areas in your mindset that have been broken for various reasons. And because of the break, there is a need to rebuild. There is a need to strengthen. There is a need to reconnect back to your Abba Father, to reset in a way that you believe God no matter what. And so step one, day one, is all about realizing there is a break and the need to condition that break. Day two is all about TPE. You saying, what is TPE? TPE is time, practice, and effort. Now, healing from traumatic situations is not an easy, quick fix, right? This is not a drive-through healing that is fast, right? We want to drive through healing, but healing never is a drive-through experience. No, healing from deep emotional wounds take time, take practice, and take effort. And as you know, when there's a break in your body, in a bone, it's not only breaks of the bone, right? But, you know, there's certain areas where it weakens your blood flow, weakens your muscles around the break, weakens and makes things tender, right? And so remember, the enemy always wants to steal your faith, kill your hope, and destroy what you believe, because he doesn't want the reset. He doesn't want you to reset your mindset to have faith, to have hope, and to believe Romans 8:28, that all things are working together for the good. He wants you to focus more on the trauma. He wants you to focus more on the pain, the anguish, the death, the challenge, the mistake, the storm, the lies, the adultery, the divorce, the miscarriage, the loss, the foreclosure, the abortion, the infidelity, the cancer, and anything else that can get you distracted from what is the truth. And we're not saying that these things don't happen to us, right? But when you condition your mindset, there is a perspective that you have where you filter everything through Romans 8:28, that all things are working together for your good. And so the truth is showing you where you are and where you are going. And the reset is all about going somewhere. Where are you going today in your life? And so think about that question. Where are you going today in your life? Ooh, and when I think about this, right, and just experiencing the death of my husband, that's the question the Lord is asking me. Where are you going today in your life? And that gets me excited, I have to say, because there are times when the enemy wants me to focus more on the loss, more on me missing a love of a lifetime, me missing Charles. I just truly miss him, right? He has me distracted. And I know I have to at times lean into my grief journey because it's healthy. Because I have to go through this process. Even Jesus grieved over his friend Lazarus. Jesus even cried over his friend Lazarus. And that is, he had to lean into those feelings. He didn't have to demonstrate those feelings. He didn't have to show that he got emotional over losing his friend, right? But sometimes you have to lean in to that grief journey, that you have to lean into what happened to you, because it's healthy. It's healthy to cry. It's healthy to scream out to the Lord. It's healthy to call on the name of the Lord. It's healthy to be in a space where you're lost at times because things may seem overwhelming. It's healthy because God didn't create us as independent beings. He created us as dependent beings. And so when we come to the end of ourselves, then God wants us to turn on the lamp on your feet and open his word and read what does his word say about where you are, and then shine the light on where you're going to see that your latter days shall be greater than your former days, because he has plans for your life. He has plans for your life. And the truth will guide you to where you are going. Let me not get too excited, because I was about to start getting it into my preaching voice. But I'm telling you, he's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. God knows where you are, and he knows where you're going. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, I don't know about you, but I know he's done some things for me. Woo, I'm getting emotional. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. God has plans for you, and you got to reset. Say that to yourself. Tell yourself, I got to reset. Say it again, I got to reset. Day three is all about stopping the monologue you have been having with yourself about the trauma. Having conversations with yourself without the Lord can be dangerous. When left to yourself, you are your worst enemy. I am my worst enemy. Especially once the enemy starts tantalizing your pain, feeding your emotions, right? Like literally influencing your feelings in a way that makes you look more into yourself than into an understanding of where God is leading you. God is leading you somewhere. God is leading me somewhere. Even through the midst of the loss of my husband, God is leading me somewhere. And so the monologue that you have with yourself keeps you in one space, keeps you bound to one location. When God wants you to move, he wants you to glow, and he wants you to grow. And so God wants fruit out of your life. But you cannot grow fruit when you're stagnant and stuck. God desires to reset the numerous of lies your monologue has told you that are absolutely untrue. God wants you to have a dialogue with him to give you guidance, clarity, and assurance that he is with you every step of this journey as you are resetting areas in your life that need to be reset. Day four is all about the reset is learning about how the reset is important so that you can live, walk, and breathe in peace. I'm gonna tell you, it's amazing how many people in the world do not have peace. So many people in the world do not have peace. And there is a peace that God wants to give you, shower you with, but it can only be experienced when you reset your mindset. The peace of God, the peace that God wants to give you, it goes beyond your trauma. It goes beyond your pain, right? As well as the questions about why did these things happen in my life. Peace goes beyond all of those things. And I have to say, you do not realize that God's peace will calm your storm. He will give you a peace that surpasses all your understanding. See, the problem is we're trying to figure out the why. We're trying to figure out all of the what's, the WH questions we're trying to figure out. And God says, I will give you a peace that surpasses all of the WH questions. Peace helps you endure the trials of life. So no matter what you've experienced, God is already taking care of it. Say that to yourself, God is already taking care of it. And so unfortunately, you can experience things you didn't want. You can experience things you didn't pray for. You can experience things you would have never thought would happen. You can experience things that you would have never asked, even on your worst, for your worst enemy to go through. But some things happen. Some traumatic things happen. Painful things happen. I would have never have expected that God would call my husband home. That wasn't in my plan, because we had plans. We had dreams. We had goals. We were in love. We were inseparable. It was just a beautiful love story that I never thought would end so short. And so, some things happen in our lives. I was divorced even 7 years ago. 7 years ago, I was divorced. Well, 8 years ago now. 8 years ago, right? But the word says Jesus already overcame everything that I might ever go through in my entire life. From my birthday to my death day, he's already taking care of it. He's already taking care of it. He's already overcome everything that you may ever go through in your life. So we don't have to worry. Because he will give you peace in the midst of it all. And he will endue you. He will inject you with peace, strength, and compassion. Amen. Day five is all about writing my personal psalm unto the Lord. And so here is my psalm. Matthew 4:4 says, it is written. And that is an important promise for me to remember for my life, my path, and my purpose. Even Jesus had to tell the enemy, don't get things twisted about this season, because there are some things written down with destiny's name on it. As a joint heir, I know I have the power to speak to the mountain. I have the power because of my connection to the Lord. In Matthew 21:22, Jesus tells the disciples they will receive anything that they ask, but only if they have faith. I know if I reset my thinking, that requires me to use my faith. It requires me to apply my faith. And I'm going to apply my faith in you, Baba, and everything that you can do. Resetting my negative thinking is necessary for my healing. I know sometimes I am not really ready for your peace because I delay or I put off surrendering my will. At times my flesh doesn't want to, but in order to receive your peace, Daddy, I need to let go of my trauma and embrace it. I know when I embrace your peace, I will be able to reset my thinking and focus on things above, like Colossians 3:2-4. Focusing on things above will help me redirect my thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. I will focus on whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, just, pure, lovely, good rapport. There be any virtue, there be any praise. Think on these things. Today, I'm thankful more of my life than ever before, especially over these past 50 years. I am thankful that I am able to reset, and I can reset my mind as many times as I need to, because I'm not perfect. And I'm thankful that God, you love all of my imperfections. And he thinks, you think, Daddy, that I am beautiful. So today, I worship you with all my heart. I worship you. All my spirit, I worship you. My heart just overflows with joy today, not because my life has been perfect, but there's a peace that you've given me that has calmed my thoughts, calmed my anxieties, and calmed my spirit during this time of my loss. I will forever worship you, Daddy, because in my worship, you make my world okay. You make my world a safe space where I can be naked before you. Amen. Day six is all about being open to the reset. It is all about surrendering your will to his perfect will. And this is not an easy concept, but it is necessary for the reset. You must be willing no matter what. And I think that's what a lot of people, really see about me is, especially with the loss, it's only been a few months, that I was willing no matter what and accepting God's perfect will. And so that's my question for you. That's my question for you. Are you willing to accept God's perfect will no matter what? Are you ready to surrender all of your pain? Are you ready to surrender your will for his will? And it's interesting, I interviewed a lady the other day, a widow, and she said something really interesting. And I said, girl, I need to write that down. And she said, sometimes God answers. He does answer, but sometimes the answer is no. I said, ooh, that's powerful right there. And she said, sometimes no is his perfect will. And so it's all about, you got to be willing no matter what. And so are you ready to surrender all of your pain, trials, trauma, anguish, so that he gets the glory from your life? You got to be open to the reset, right? It's all about surrendering your will to the will of the Father. And I do know it's heavy, because this loss, losing my best friend, losing the love of my life, losing my husband, definitely, it's a heavy, heavy load. But when you learn how to shift your focus to God and open yourself to his will and his way, he can do the reset in your life. And I think that's the piece. We reset, right, to condition our mindset. But it's really all about, it comes down to you surrendering. And it's definitely, our flesh doesn't want to do it. It just doesn't want to. But God wants to reset your life so that you can be whole. And so this week was all about resetting your mindset to go, glow, and grow. I got to say that again because I love it, right? This week is all about resetting your mindset to go, glow, and grow. And you cannot reset when you're not open to God's perfect will for your life. God never intended for our trials in life to hurt us, but to cause us to move forward. to cause us to shine, to reflect his glory, and to be spiritually minded and in tune to his perfect will for our lives. Amen and amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And don't forget to purchase your book, While Supplies Last, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Until next time, let's heal to open the new door and believe God will restore in 2024. Amen and amen.